This is a tough loss for everyone, especially leading that hockey game after two periods by a two-goal margin. What was your point of view about what happened in the third?
Well, I think it's a tough loss. I don't really want to put a specific point on it. There's lots of game left, and we just need to forget about this. These are big points, but to move on to tomorrow.
I know that 5-on-3 where they scored the equalizer, you were the one that got the call. I thought that it may have went the other way, but it didn't happen. What did you think about that call on your side?
I won't comment on the refs and not the penalty at all.
Where do you think the game swung momentum at a point during second or third period?
Probably when I took that penalty. They got momentum. We had a lot of, good pushback shifts. We had some chances. We had chances all game, and now we just couldn't come away with it.
Yourself with Dubé and Heinemann seem to have some chemistry. What brings that chemistry?
Well, I think we're all in supporting each other throughout the shifts, and two very high skilled players, and I think it's a matter of finding each other, being open at the right times for each other, and ultimately playing fearless in the offensive zone, making plays, and it's fun playing with those two.
It's a young team. Do you think that the emotions are kind of difficult to deal with in this kind of game for a young team?
Well, I think it's a learning curve for a lot of young guys for sure. These last 10, 15 games of the season, they're playoff games. In playoffs, you can't get too high, you can't get too low on yourself. You just need to stay even keel. So, for us, it's a matter of regrouping and coming out tomorrow and, getting 2 points.
You guys are going immediately back on the road. You're going to Syracuse. It's not going to be an easy game. How do you approach this as a group?
Like any other game. It's a must win at this time of year. We need every guy for full 60 minutes, bottom line.